The day is midnight. The time is 12:02. The year is 2003. We have arrived at a very special time in our world. We here at the University of Healing, the Absolute Monastery, Church of God Unlimited, and School of the Master, where all of the students are with us here at every moment of our life. We have students around the world, students in many countries of the world. We don't say all the countries of the world, that'd be nice, but that's not yet. That'll come in its right time. But around the world, and they have gathered together with the University of Healing and with the Absolute Monastery and the Church of God Unlimited for one reason. They've gathered together with us because we have been brazen enough to say, I am God, God I am. This has been a clarion call of the university. Wherever we go, we tell people, you are God. And we have authority to do that from the teaching of Jesus, from the teaching of the Old Testament. Both have the same statement. Ye are God. And when we come to the realization of that, then we come not to the brazen idea that we are superior, but we come to the very special idea that we have a great responsibility. The responsibility to act and think and live however we expect the divine would live and act and think and be. And every day of our life, that picture grows. That picture expands to the realization that God is unlimited. God is everywhere, in all things, through all things, and that wherever God is, all that God represents is there. And there's another avenue there that we sometimes forget about. If we are God, we are everywhere. And we have the privilege and the responsibility of at all times acting like God, living like God, expressing like God, being God in every beautiful way. So tonight, or this morning, let's consider that this is the year that each one of us will realize fully that we are God, and that instead of going around the world preaching that we're God, which is okay to do, we're going to go around the world living like God, and we'll be a living example to all the world of this very precious gift of being the divine, of being God, of being wonderful. So tonight let's raise our glasses high and say, I am so delighted that I am God. Together? I am so delighted that I am God. And so it is. God I am. I am God, 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 God I am. Thank you, world. Thank you, friends. Thank you for recognizing that the most wonderful thing in the world has just happened. You've called yourself God. You're living like God, you're expressing God, and God is good, and very good, and so are you. I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now we're going to have each one of the monks present this morning, tell us what it means to enter into the year 2003 and have a very special time. We'll begin with the Reverend Gertrude Suter, our representative from Europe, our representative from Ebmatingen in Switzerland. Gertrude.
The new year will be a year of love, happiness, and joy, and I will always be myself and have fun.
This is Monk Ellen speaking, and for me this new year 2003 is a year where I know who I am, where I live, who I am, and I live it fully by taking charge of my thoughts, words, and action, by being myself and having fun. And I think this is basically what we teach at the University of Healing, and this is what I like to teach and share by living it. I love you.
This is Monk Sylvia. 2003 is the number 5, and number 5 is the symbol of God. God revealed God within me. And so it's the promise to myself to be who I am and to really live it fully. It means being God and being myself and having fun, fully enjoying myself and my creation. That's the promise to myself in this year 2003. And the same to everybody. And I love you.
Here is Monk Christina. Here is Monk Christina. And to me, the year 2003 means that I live myself. I know who I am. I know that I am God. And I am the creator of my world. And I live up to that and listen within and hear my inner talking to myself to live who I am at every minute I, at every minute. I wish you all a wonderful new year.
This is Monk at Large, Stefan Streisler, and new year 2003 has just begun, and to me this new year is like a wonderful big garden, and I'm the gardener of this new year, because I'm the one who tends to all these beautiful flowers and trees, bushes and plants that are growing in my garden. And I take lovingly care of this garden. I pull the weeds that do not belong in my garden. I water the plants. I plant new seeds in my garden every day. And really, this is what's happening in my consciousness. I think thoughts and I tend to my thoughts with a watchful eye, with all the attention I can muster within myself. And as I do that, my life is a beautiful expression of harmony, of peace, of love, of beauty, joy, and goodness. And this is my resolution for the 2003, being the gardener, being the practitioner of my own life. And wow, what a wonderful life lies ahead of me. What a wonderful year lies ahead of me. And I see you all enjoying a wonderful 2003, being that gardener, having the green thumb, and so it is.
This is Monk Irene, and for me, the year 2003 means to know who I am, because the seminar we just had, actually we're still in, talks about that. Know who you are. And so the 2003 is I am God. And living I am God is a wonderful play, because on this human level I just love it to have other games in that play, but I will never forget that I as God just play different games, and I love them, and I am myself and have fun while I play that game of being sometimes something other, while always knowing I am God and I like me. And I see you all liking yourselves to pieces at any moment, like I do. I love you.
Okay, and this is Monk Anita speaking. I just spent a wonderful time with my monk colleagues here toasting to the new year, and before that I was in the retreat writing in my blessing book, and I wrote in my blessing book all the things that are important to me. I think it's a custom to write down what the new year shall bring to me, what I create in the new year. And I thought I would like to write down what I think about me and who I am and what I experience and what I feel about the so-called new year. And I wrote down what fun I'm having. I'm packing up my backpack, and I have a light backpack. I have hardly anything with me. And I step into my world, which I create every moment. And wherever I go, I'm always at home, because I always take myself with me. I always take the knowing with me that I am God and I'm here to be myself and have fun and really enjoy my creation and love my creation, whatever it is. And it gives me such a beautiful feeling of freedom, such a joy to really fully play my game and have a ball wherever I go, whatever I do, and I don't even have plans what I want to do. It just feels great to be so free, because I have a light heart and I feel that I can do anything. It's just perfect. However I create it, it's just fine. And I think the beauty is that it has nothing to do with the new year, it has nothing to do with 2003, it's just simply stepping into my life, and as I found now out in this seminar, to active introspect in my creation. That means to always live in the awareness that I am God, and live that so fully that I can see and feel nothing else than God around me and in me. And just have a ball doing that. That's it.
Thank you. You've heard from many of our monks here. There are many more monks. And now let's see if our youngest monk, our 10-year-old monk, Jerome Suter, what he thinks about the new year for him. Jerome, what do you think about it?
Das ist neue Jahr für dich. Was über das neue Jahr denn?
You can say it in English, that's beautiful. But if you say it in Switzerland, that's all right too.
Was denkst du über das neue Jahr? Gutes Jahr. Sag irgendwas.
Go ahead.
Ja. Was ich sehe, was ich
für das neue Jahr. Is it a good year?
Ist ein gutes Jahr? Ja.
You can say it out loud, you know.
Sag es. Ich sehe, dass es jetzt ein gutes Jahr ist.
You have nothing to say? Okay, then thank you, but at least you gave us your grunt and your smile. Jerome has spent his second seminar with us, And each seminar, he portrays a totally different person. Of course, at the age of 10 now, he was the age of, was it 9 before, or 8? 8 the last time he was here. And,
nine.
I mean, it's a year, yeah. So, it seems as though we have two different children, two different people here. Because when he was 9, he was a dynamic, caring child. And now that he's 10, he's just a supercalifragilistic child. He enjoys driving his grandmother in the golf carts and taking her all around the property. And he enjoys the swimmix and the jacuzzis. And he just is a most remarkable boy. He's an inspiration for all of us because though he doesn't have a diaper on and though he's not just born, for us, he shows us what being born each new year does. It brings a greater advancement in our own ability to be ourselves. And perhaps one of these years, as he attends these wonderful sessions, he will become more loquacious and he will speak out, even in Switzerdeutsche German, or in English, or in French, or in Thai, because his mother comes from Thailand, and he speaks Thai. So that's quite nice, at the age of 10, to speak all those languages. And we struggle along with just two or three of them ourselves, and he is a master already. So as you gather in the new year now, as you look forward to wonderful things, just remember with our monk at large, Stefan Stressley, that life is a garden. And we plant the seeds and we pull out the weeds which come up, not because they're bad, but just because they give us something to do. And we water the good seeds and we bring forth a harvest of love, joy, and peace. We bring forth a harvest of abundance, wholeness, and truth. And that's a very wonderful harvest to have. And I see each of you, this wonderful beginning, enjoying that type of life. Thank you for coming on to our thought for today on the home page of the University of Healing. I bless you and love you and see your life filled with every good thing, just as ours is.